This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug wishing you a merry, merry Christmas. It all started with Jesus. And so when you think about Jesus, I think we've all used what some people call the Lord's name in vain. We say things, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy here. I just think of Jesus and what I think about Jesus, and that's kind of what I want to bring out of you, Jay. When you hear the stories of Jesus and read the stuff in the Bible and know what the tradition is all about, what do you think of Jesus? When I say Jesus Christ, it's not, there are a lot of people who say it in a rather vain way, but the story of Jesus, who was, in my mind, along with the other prophets, some of them that are well known, great healer, great humanitarian, great thinker, great doer. That's how I would describe. Somebody said to me, "What do you think about Jesus? And you know, what do you think he was all about?" That's what I would say. So I would ask you, in your mind, who was Jesus?
Yeah, well, I am a Christian, and I also believe that all religions share a lot of the same stories, just told with different points of view. Jesus, to me, Jesus was a real person, just like the original Buddha Shakyamuni was, and they have teachings when it comes to the Bible itself. I believe that there's a lot of truth to it, but I also identify that the Bible, while it may be the Word of God, was written by a man. And as human beings, we know what we are capable of.
You know what automatic writing is?
Yeah. I find it very fascinating.
I find that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have all told the same story in a different way. But if you believe, I strongly believe in God, I think that religion, you know, Jesus Christ didn't create Christianity. It was created around his mystique. But if he were to come back to life, if, you know, there are a lot of people who say Jesus will return, first thing he's going to do is go to the nearest synagogue because he's a Jew. And I think people forget about that, especially, and I don't want to put cold water on this, but we all know that there's a lot of anti-Semitism around now, and Christians often are the root of that evil. They wear that proudly because they aren't either they're not very bright, they come from a place that's dark. And I don't want to throw that out, especially on Christmas Day, but you know, Jesus was an extraordinary human being. And I tell the story, having gone to Bethlehem, one of my visits to Israel was just after there had been some shooting. Part of the history of Israel, its brief history, is that there had been wars. Bethlehem was on the bank. And so I wanted to go see the place where Jesus was born in Nazareth. So I got into a cab. Cab driver didn't really want to take me there, but he did. And when I drove into, any of you who have ever been there, it's a little village, and there's a mall. It's just kind of weird, but there's a mall, across, like a strip mall, across the street from the church that was built around where the nativity took place. Wow. And when I drove in the cab, I'm looking at these buildings, and they're all full of bullet holes. And I thought, how sacrilegious is this, that these people shoot up the town where Jesus was born, and, you know, the anger that the Palestinians, the Hamas, and you know, all the bad guys that we know about today have been around for a long time. And this was the scene of one of the battles in one of the past wars. And so, and this is a relatively new mall. I would say it was built in the late 70s. And I was there, let's see, when did I go there? Probably 2001, maybe 2002. And going in, so that's the first thing you see. And then I got out of the cab, and I asked the cab driver to wait for me, and he said he would. He was nervous. But I said to him, have you ever been down into the catacomb in this church? And he said in broken English, no, because he wasn't a Christian. Okay, well, this is historically important and is not really, you know, it's not really about Christianity per se. It's more about history. So anyway, I went down into the bowels of this little church. And again, if you've ever been there, you know, I'm describing this and you can identify with it. You go downstairs and you, it's kind of like a little, it's a little hole, and this, you know, they built the church around it, but it was just a little, like, hole among some rocks and things that offered shelter for, if, you know, you believe the story of Mary and the birth and that sort of thing. It's giving me, even now, goosebumps to think about it. It is just... It was one of those things, like many that I've experienced in Israel. It's one of those things that it's indescribable. The feeling that you get.
I think it should be palpable.
Yeah. So anyway, and there are other things. So I got in the car, I came back. Now, that trip, I also went down into, it was the first time I went into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is where it was built around the mount, where Jesus was nailed to the cross. And so in this church, there's the mount where allegedly the cross was put in the ground, and it was certainly memorialized and has been made a site of Holy Spirit. Very interesting, because the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is right next door to a mosque. I mean, you walk down the steps, you take a left, and you go into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. You take a right, and you go into the Muslim mosque. And any number of times during the day, especially at noon, if you're at the church or you've walked down these steps, you can hear the call to prayer at noontime in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This is how ridiculous, I say this lovingly, the fighting that goes on among these people is so political, so motivated by, you know, the military-industrial complex. These people live together, they worship together, they eat together, they are together in the same small little area that's the old city of Jerusalem. Anyway, so you can go into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. You can see there's a sort of a concrete slab where Jesus, it's just a stone, where Jesus' body, when they took it down from the cross, was cleansed. And then there is a, I don't know, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like a hut that you can go into. You have to bow, you have to kind of, it's because the height of the door is only 5 feet, so you have to put your head down, your neck down, your back down to get in to where his body laid at rest before they brought it out to where he was buried. But all of this stuff, I mean, you think about the life and times of Jesus and what we celebrate. The thing that I find most, I don't know, this is the hypocrisy, if that's the right word. The Christian calendar is all the dates. For example, Christmas was a pagan holiday, and the early Catholic leadership stole it so that they could, control what was going on. Jesus was born in March. He was not born on December 25th. He was born closer to the end of March, and the reason they know that is because the star that the three wise men followed, supposedly, according to legend, that star, astrologers have, or astronomers, well, actually both astrologers and astronomers, have gone through the history of stars and what was where in the skies in that era, and they found this big star, and nobody knows which planet it was. I don't think they do anyway. But that was really a factor, and it was the star was brightest over Nazareth, which was in the Galilee region of Israel. And this was during the reign of Herod the Great. He was actually born in what would be now 4 A.D., 26 A.D. Jesus was baptized, began his ministry. When he was 30 years old, he met John the Baptist, who declared Jesus to be the Son of God. And he, John the Baptist, called John the Baptist because he baptized Jesus. Move ahead another year, the transfiguration of Jesus. He went to the mountains to pray. His face began shining according to legend. Then his entire body glowed with a white light. That was the beginning, by the way, for those of you who believe in the power of white light and its healing, that the origin of that thinking is this circumstance, whether you knew it or you didn't know it. When you put white light, when you imagine white light around people that you love, it's healing, it's protective, all of that stuff, that originated with the white light that glowed from Jesus. That whole tradition did. So I thought you would enjoy
that's fascinating.
That story.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's a little about Jesus on Christmas. Why not? This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Merry Christmas.
Drinking.
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy blue sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles, up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Half the hour now. It's Christmas Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The social media trending items, which we normally have in this portion of every hour of Good Day on our social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, X. Do we have a YouTube? I said the other day we were talking about how to find us. All of our handle is the same with all the social media at Good Day Networks. Do we have YouTube?
Instagram, and Facebook.
Should we be on YouTube? Maybe we should be on YouTube.
Hard to do. If you would like to.
There's something to think about. If it's not too much work, maybe it'd be fun.
We've done it before. Yeah. We had our reasons for deciding not to do it, but we can always circle back. Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck? You view and then you review, if you will. And speaking of that, we have Jason Momoa, whose name and experience is trending this holiday. And I'll tell you why right after this. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back here on Good Day with the focus on Jason Momoa, probably best known from Aquaman, right? That's where he started, although he's been a good guy and a bad guy in a number of movies. He was born in Hawaii, right? And he is very, very, he and The Rock are there often to support, although The Rock comes from Samoa, but I think he kind of adopted, he moved, his, I think his mother lives in Hawaii, and he's kind of adopted Hawaii. The two of them have been supporting the communities that were impacted by the wildfires earlier this year, and Jason Momoa wants to keep people informed as to how they can help. So education, I guess, is number one. What else? He said, I'm looking at a quote from him. I think that's the big thing in Hawaii, respecting the culture, et cetera. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Well, and donating to People's Fund of Maui. But one of the things that we saw a lot in the news were people were just rushing over to help and inadvertently getting in the way of the professionals who were still trying to clear things out and just, I think Jason Momoa was focusing on that there is a proper way to help. And while he and his family went over to help, they waited to be invited. They waited for the go-ahead of, okay, it's okay to come. Come help now, please. And they did. And just, I think they were saying, respect the culture. If you're there to help, don't, you're not just on vacation. And I think that's what a lot of tourists do.
Yeah.
But also still go there for vacation because they need the help. They need the money. Maui is still a good go-to. Just stay away from maybe Lahaina.
Oprah has done her part, and The Rock, as I say, has done his part, but Jason Momoa is the one with the most credibility because he was born there. That's why people pay, I think, more attention to him in this circumstance. But you can follow it, just to follow the trend on social media. And remember, to communicate with us, just use at Good Day Networks. It's 28 past the hour on Christmas Day on Good Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A new motion filed in the district court in Virginia seeking to keep former President Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in that state. The motion says Trump should be disqualified over concerns that he violated the U.S. Constitution. It asks for an injunction to bar him from the March 5th Republican primary ballot in Virginia. A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed Sundays due to the Christian belief of its founder. USA's Laura Winters reports.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Four after the hour now, Christmas music abounds. It's appropriate. Isn't it interesting, Jay, how the day after Christmas it just all disappears. Gone. Mm-hmm. Like it was never here. Right? In a manner of speaking. I'm trying to figure out whether I think it's more appropriate for the secular music, the stuff that's Christmas music versus the religious or the spiritual stuff that comes like Away in a Manger or Silent Night or Deck the Halls or any of those that certainly have more of a church ring to them, the ones that we sang in church growing up. Do you remember going to services when you were a youngster? Mm-hmm. Maybe now. Even,
yeah, we had Silent Night was a big one.
Yeah. Silent Night.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
and then the
night.
Week between Christmas, starting December 26th through January 1st, is also Kwanzaa.
Yes, it is. That is celebrated. I've forgotten now. I used to know more about it than I remember now. Is it a joyous celebration? It's for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a celebration of African American culture.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. That's what I was looking for, a cultural thing. All right, here's a cultural question for Christmas. Everybody ready? And maybe this is something you can answer on our social media as well. Should you propose on Christmas? Is this good for your relationship, or are there too many other things going on? And if you're a lawyer, you take even another point of view about the legality of proposing. Christmas, leave it to lawyers.
What's the legality? What are lawyers going to get on this for?
Well, this is a story, the advice from a relationship coach named Dr. Jackie Del Rosario explains why proposing in the winter holiday season isn't a great idea. She says that Christmas proposals, quote, are very endearing and add to the joy of the holiday. However, most couples don't think about what happens if they split after the engagement, right? This does sound like a lawyer. She goes on to say, even though in the context of the relationship, the ring may be deemed as a gift for the holidays, the law says something very different. In many states, engagement rings are considered conditional gifts, meaning that you are receiving them with the expectation that you're going to follow up on the terms of the engagement. In this case, it's marriage.
Therefore, if you don't get married, you have to give the ring back.
Yeah. And how many people... I'm keeping it.
What if the engagement doesn't move forward into marriage because of infidelity on the ring giver's part? In that case, shouldn't the recipient of the ring get to keep the ring because they are not the ones that caused something to have ended the relationship, the engagement?
Do you know anybody in your circle of friends who have had that experience?
Not that exact one, no.
Candidly? No.
Should I ask them? I wish I did. I could ask, like, hey, what's the deal? Did you keep the ring or not?
Yeah, well, I know some people who have. It didn't never happen to me, but I know some people, actually a couple of folks, who lost the ring because they, in the heat, if you will, pardon the pun, of the moment, that is Christmas and giving and everybody gets excited and isn't it loving, they give the engagement ring, and then after New Year's or by Valentine's Day, maybe the bloom is off the rose. A lot of times this is a spur-of-the-moment thing, and you don't really know who it is that you're asking to marry you. There are those who say you never really know another person. I had that experience. Somebody who I cared greatly for used to say that, and she proved that, she proved that adage herself, in fact. The engagement may get broken. They don't get married. And so what do you do with the ring? This lady who's the counselor says that while she isn't against Christmas proposals, she says, be aware of the laws governing the state and engagement. Isn't that awful? What kind of cold water?
Some people have to go thinking of this, right?
Right there. Right.
I would rather have the conversation of not when to propose and about the ring, but who's around. Is it better to propose in private, or a lot of people set up proposals to have family members around or at a party, or they're hiding in secret and the person doesn't know that they're there until after they say yes or something like that. But what if the person in private, I feel like if the person wants to say no, there's more of an option to say no, where when there's so many people around, there might be this guilt of feeling like you have to say yes, and then you have to have the uncomfortable conversation once you are in private of like, no.
Yeah. Right. If you're down on your hands and knees.
And everyone you love is around cheering for you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of pressure there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is a fun, happy conversation, isn't it?
Well, You know, when it gets back to it, we might as well I'll be Captain Crunch here or Mr. Grinch or whatever. The captain, what did she used to call me? Captain.
Oh, Captain Crunch.
That's it, right. So, I don't like rings. I think that they are unnecessary. They're gaudy. Why would a size of a ring, wasn't it that Kelsey supposedly just bought a big ring for Taylor Swift? Not just couldn't buy a big ring for herself.
Oh.
I heard that over the weekend. Yeah. So, I don't. It wasn't an engagement ring. It was just a Christmas present that he decided to give her. So, okay, that's nice.
That would be so awkward. You receive a ring as a present, and then you kind of have to be like, so which finger does this go on?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the ring, or is this a ring?
Or is it? So what would you do? Would you put it, where would you put, I don't, that's a good question. You're asking the wrong guy when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, so, you're asking the wrong gal, too. My husband lucked out. I don't like jewelry. He never has to worry about buying me jewelry.
Good for you. Congratulations. I wish I'd have found somebody like you. I was around buying those rings. Anyway, so it sounds like proposing on Christmas is not a great idea. I guess that's the bottom line you can carry with you. That story. All right?
Short story long.
Yeah, right. I want to talk about travel planning and where you go. And as a matter of fact, why I have this on my mind, I'm going to advise people, Christmas is a good time as any. Got a few minutes? Pick up the phone. I'm thinking that probably on Christmas Day, I think I said this on Thanksgiving too, there probably aren't a lot of operators that are on duty unless they're Jewish, and maybe they are. But you can take a shot, or at least write this number down. If you're new to the program and you've heard some rumors about me through the folks at 541 Travel offering 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas, you have heard correctly. Yes. Dial 800-419-3684 and get yourself onto the list, right? Dial and win. It's impossible to lose. The only way you can lose is like playing the lottery. You don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win. You don't call up, you're not going to win. But you can win a couple of tickets to a Las Vegas show as part of this deal. It really is kind of a fun thing. I know a lot of people that go in the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, maybe older folks or people who don't have children, people who don't have a family, they go to Vegas for Christmas. What the heck? I don't know what the ambiance is like because I've never been there, but I can imagine that the same decorations you go into the main part of the hotel, right? Lobby's got to be filled with mistletoe and with Christmas greetings and trees and, right, reeds, that stuff. Okay, so, again, 800-419-3684. Help yourself to 3 days and two nights. No strings attached. If you want to stay longer, they can arrange that as well at 541 Travel. 800-419-3684, which, by the way, translates to 800-419-DOUG.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy fleece sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want.
With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up-and-up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Baby, flip the table under the tree for me. In an awful good girl, Santa baby, I'm hurried down the chimney tonight.
Okay, let's, we were talking about traveling to Las Vegas, but I was thinking about traveling in general. Some people, I like to, I remember the first year I ever traveled on Christmas Day, and I think it was back to, it was to California. I don't remember. Maybe it was somewhere else. It may have been a time when my family was down in Palm Beach, so I got on a plane. There's nobody. I remember coming back from on, it may have been Christmas Eve or it may have been New Year's Eve. I can't really remember. I was on an American Airlines 757, which normally holds 189 passengers. I got on the plane. There was no one on the plane. Nobody. And a lady came on the plane with a couple of dogs after I got on. And one more person got on. That was it. There were three people. And we had such a wonderful time. I got to know this lady who happened to be a radio lady who worked in Boston as well. And we had a great conversation. It was at the time when you, before all this, no, it was before September 11th. So, because we went up to the cockpit, we shared time with the pilot, all of the flight attendants. There were six of them on the plane. They had nothing to do. So we all ate. There was a lot of food on the plane. We had a wonderful time. Now, I challenge you to find a plane that isn't full on Christmas or New Year's or any other time of the year. So anyway, as far as traveling is concerned, you won't find. And these, by the way, this woman had those dogs, and they just ran around the plane. They ran up and down the aisle and in the seats. It was a lot of fun, actually. I remember also traveling just before Christmas. Remember, you weren't around, but Jennifer was, when I went to Baghdad. There were a bunch of celebrities and some folks from various churches and educational institutions. There were 63 of us. American Airlines donated a 767. We loaded it up with material for the health and well-being of children, a lot of educational things for children. Dwight Eisenhower's granddaughter, was it his granddaughter? Yeah, his granddaughter. I sat next to me on the plane. We had a wonderful conversation about, I think about some of the people I've sat next to on planes in my travels over the years. I had a great conversation with Danny Glover once, sitting next to him. But anyway, in this case, the Eisenhower portion of this was to bring a lot of gifts, mostly food, from her organization. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of it. But we all got on the plane. We flew to Kuwait, and then we took an Air Force plane into Baghdad, and I spent Christmas night sleeping in the palace, in one of the palaces that Saddam Hussein lived in the bed where one of his sons lived in his bedroom. That was how I
spent
Christmas. That was a gift and a half. So anyway, maybe that's not the right kind of travel, but interesting travel story. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told, and a real famous...
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Merry Christmas from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and what better way for me to wish Merry Christmas to my friend Nick Miles than to wish him Merry Christmas on Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Aw, thank you, Doug.
That's sweet, yes. Nice to have you here. Christmas Day, 2023. I wonder how many people buy cars as Christmas presents. What would you recommend to somebody? If somebody said to you, or they went to ourautoexpert.com, which is your website, and they questioned, what's the best car to give as a present at Christmas time? Would you say, none of them? Would you say, well, I mean, I've known people in my lifetime who have given cars to their spouses or to friends or even to children for Christmas.
Yes. I mean, it's the best time of the year to do Christmas presents is to this time of year as cars, because this is the time of year that all the dealers, Doug, want to make it look like they have had a wonderful year in selling cars.
Right.
And so they have until the 31st to sell as many vehicles as possible to be the number one dealer in their street, region, county, city, wherever they may be doing it. And so they're willing to actually take a bit of a loss towards the end of the year. So giving a car as a Christmas present is actually a lot less expensive than giving one any other time of the year, because those dealers want to get them off the lot for the new cars coming in for 2024.
All right. So is there a brand that you would recommend? Depends on the usage. I was looking at a list of the cars that you can trust to last to 200,000 miles. And as I look at the list, There's only one American-made car on, and it isn't even a car. It's the Ford F-150. The top five cars on this list are, let's see, two of them are Toyotas, the Sienna and the Prius. Three of them. The Camry is number one. The Honda Accord is two, and the Honda CR-V is three. Any surprises there?
No, not really. I'm surprised the RAV4 a little bit isn't on that list because it's the best-selling SUV in America. But listen, Honda have worked something out, and that is to do fairly Honda and Toyota have worked something out to do fairly inexpensive vehicles that last a long time, over 200,000 miles, and also the resale value is amazing in them. And I think the top three resale value vehicles are all Toyotas, and people want them because they go forever. If you're going to buy a car that 5 years old, you want to last another 5 years driving that vehicle, and so why not buy something that has the best longevity in the world? And Toyota seems to have worked that out. Honda are a close second. That's something we need to educate our friends at some of the American brands, is we want these cars to last. We don't want disposable cars. That's not something people like to buy.
Well, it used to be with I remember a friend of mine in the lady that I was dating at the time in the 1980s, had a little Toyota Camry. And this thing had 280,000 miles on it. It had been her mother's car, and she drove it. The engine always performed. It was very reliable, but the body rusted out before the engine died. And that was kind of the reputation that the old Toyotas had. I think they fixed that, though, haven't they? The bodies don't rust out.
Yeah, there was two things that, first of all, we use salt on our roads in the United States, which promotes rust. And they don't do that in Japan, so that wasn't an issue for them. And so they weren't doing the underbody waxing on the vehicles in the early vehicles. The other thing is, when the first vehicles came over to the United States, they came over on the decks of ships. They weren't in containers. They were just basically chained to the decks, and that seawater was washing over them. The rusting that had already begun before
started.
You drove it off the car.
Buy a car with instant rust.
They worked that out. So they worked that out.
I told you that a friend of mine is a car dealer. He has a Toyota dealership in Nashua, New Hampshire that sells 700 cars a month.
Right.
And he also has a couple of Honda dealerships, and his quote to me was, "I love the brand," even though he's got all the American-made vehicles and that sort of thing. But it's really pretty amazing to see the volume of these cars and how easy it is, frankly, to buy them. And they keep them, a long time. Yeah, we have a lot to learn.
Look at who's buying those cars. You know, there's a lot of college students. The Civic is still the number one with Gen Zs and first-time buyers. So they've cornered the market on certain things. But when it comes to trucks, the 1, 2, and 3 best-selling brands in the U.S. still are the big trucks.
Yep, and Ford has that locked up. And it's the number six vehicle on the list. All right, well, there's some ideas. Those of you who are looking for an idea to give somebody that needs a car, there they are, all those ideas, courtesy of Nick Miles. Check him out, check it out at OurAutoExpert.com. Nick, Happy New Year. Well, we'll have a chance to say Happy New Year to you for New Year's, but Merry Christmas right now to Nick Miles on the Good Day program at 59.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.